So Ramaphosa, in his weekly letter to us earlier today, talks about the vaccine, and he says, there has been concern that government has not been sufficiently transparent about our efforts. As we did with the announcement of the Serum Institute, the details of deals with manufacturers will be released as and when negotiations are concluded and we released from the communications terms of the non-disclosure agreements. This is commonplace in such circumstances, and most governments have had to comply with similar restrictions. We recognize that it is important that the public must be kept abreast of developments on vaccine acquisition at all times, and government must be held to account for all the decisions it makes in this regard. Freedom of speech and open public debate are cornerstones of our democracy, as is the media's right to scrutinize and interrogate all government's policies and decisions. Throughout the pandemic, government has been open and transparent with the South African people on the health measures it is taking to secure our people's safety. We have sought to explain all of our decisions, no you have not, to listen to people's concerns and to continuously update the country on the state of the disease. When it comes to fighting a deadly pandemic like this, honesty and trust are just as valuable as any vaccine. Feral Haffaji is one of the journalists who's been doing quite a lot of work around the vaccine story, associate editor of the Daily Maverick. Feral, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, John.
Honesty and trust, how much of that has government established in this area?
You know, I don't think that our government has handled the entire COVID-19 strategy badly, but I do think it dropped the ball on vaccines. And I think in trying to be so very careful not to ensure that we don't have another PPE type scandal, they've centralized everything, centralized communication, centralized pricing, centralized negotiations in the entire strategy. And so we're all feeling like we're in the dark because there just isn't information coming through. And wherever you read in the world, this is a problem facing most leaders, is that the vaccine simply isn't coming in quickly enough to deal with the anxiety, the mortality levels, and the infection rates that you're seeing.
Yeah, and Britain, which is getting an enormous amount of flack for its vaccine rollout, is in fact the country which is fourth best on vaccinating its people in terms of a percentage of the population. Israel leads that particular graph, and then it's Bahrain, then it's the United Emirates, Arab Emirates, and then it is Britain. And I was looking at another graph sent to me by a listener, and there are a lot of countries that haven't vaccinated a single citizen yet. And we do tend to forget that, but we have to deal with the situation which is in front of us.
It's your own country and your own people. I mean, I did a story at the weekend which said that in the last week of December, more people died than have done in any single week, even at the height of the AIDS pandemic. So it really is desperate times, and you can feel that. And so I'll just give you a different example. The Oxford University Stringency Index of Lockdown showed that we locked down fast and we locked down very, very hard. But we haven't followed with a similarly stringent or rigorous vaccine strategy. And really, it does look like government started negotiations very, very late and that it hasn't budgeted. So it did struggle to even put the COVAX deposit aside timelessly, and the Solidarity Fund had to step in. Now, I know we could Monday morning quarterback for ages, but in a time of life and death, we really do need to know. So what happens from now? If the vaccine does land from India on Friday, how quick? And then we have to move to phase two, which is our most vulnerable people. What happens there? But we don't even know which of the three vaccines that we are going to buy are the ones that will come in next. So I know there's a lot of confusion around the world, but I think government could play more open cards than it is doing. And at this point, it feels like a weekly briefing might not be a bad thing.
Or even a briefing every day. You know, why does it have to be weekly? I mean, you know, Cyril Ramaphosa says there, where was it? We've sought to explain all of our decisions. There are plenty of decisions which they haven't explained, to listen to people's concerns and to continuously update the country on the state of the disease. They've done that via an NICD release every evening, which does give us some of the latest statistics. But there's a lot that has not been communicated. And he finishes, or near the finish of this morning's newsletter, he says, government will work to improve all its channels of communication to keep the public regularly informed on the development of the vaccination program. And that is a welcome promise, but there's a lot of work to be done. I mean, you had to do a lot of digging to find out what happens to the vaccine once it arrives from India. You know, that gets transported to the lab in Bloemfontein, which is the only lab that can do the testing work to say, yes, this is what it says on the box. So you can then begin to roll it out. And that's the sort of thing that journalists shouldn't have to scratch around for and make 100 phone calls, because it should be on a government website.
It does so much work, you know, and getting simple answers like exactly how many health workers, for example, are we calculating on? Because somebody will tell you 1.25 million, but the Department of Health's own statistics shows a far fewer number of health workers in the country. So is that two doses each? Is there a little bit left for the elders? Or people who may become really ill. I think that we do need to have, like we have the daily briefing every night, you need something like that on vaccines, and certainly more open cards. Where I do think things are getting difficult, John, is because PPE was such a disaster, where Flab and Aid companies had simply started up to provide PPE. Governments cracked down on that, but the flip side of that can be that you slow down what is the next essential step.
Do you have a sense? I mean, you've had the ability and the time to go into the vaccine program much more than somebody like me has, who has to take a much more generous approach to what's happening in the country. Do you have a sense that there is a plan? It might not be absolutely formulated and to be able to be viewed as a you know, slide presentation on one of the digital platforms, but there is a plan which is pretty close to complete and which gives you a certain degree of confidence.
I think that there is a plan, and I think a lot of really, really clever people are working on different parts of that plan. For some reason, governments decided that it's going to centralize communication, and it made people very nervous of speaking. And that perhaps is not the cleverest strategy for an anxious and frightened country who might benefit actually from hearing about this is how we're going to keep the vaccine safe, ensure it doesn't, that we don't have vaccine in, like cash in transit heist, vaccine in transit heist. This is our plan for that. These are the centers where people are going to be vaccinated. So what you saw in the UK, even though obviously there's been a lot of criticism, is what the Guardian writer described as a Dunkirk effort, where people were called to be part of this. And I think South Africans, with their big hearts, are just dying to be a part of this massive strategy, vaccination strategy, which we now have to undertake.
Ferial Haffagy, thanks as always for your time and your expertise, Associate Editor of the Daily Maverick.